Good morning, everybody. It is the buzzer beater here on AM 1340 KXEO Saturday morning after week 8 of high school football last night. Some pretty good games that went around the way. Mexico with a pretty big win over Moberly on the road last night. Several other teams, well, they're not undefeated anymore, and a pretty good game over with North Callaway and Vanfar. So we're going to go over all of that this morning. Matt Pilger here, Michael Doherty, Matty Tolbert in the studio, as well as Leighton Maskey. And Centralia football, well, they're continuing their winning ways. A pretty good game for them last night against Palmyra.
You know, they did. I mentioned in the pregame of the Mexico game, we talked a little bit about it, and I said, you know, Palmyra might give them a pretty good game. It's always tough playing in Palmyra, and I think that game was in Palmyra. It was at home? You guys were at home last night. So that made it a little easier. For some reason, I had it in my mind that you were on the road, and I just... I don't know. There's something about Palmyra and the hill and the whole thing. It just never seems like it's a great place to play. But Centralia at home last night, man, took care of business.
Absolutely.
Took care of business. They're shaking their heads.
You guys were at home last night. Let's introduce our guests here this morning.
Joining us, you and guys.
Well, joining us in the studio, a couple of seniors from Centralia football. As a matter of fact, J.P. Greeshaber is here. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here. Also, Ian Tuggle, a senior in the house this morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Glad to have you guys in here last night. Let's recap Palmyra game last night. A pretty big win. We'll talk to you, J.P. How'd the game go for you?
Pretty well. We just had to, you know, O-line had to keep their feet moving and, you know, try to keep our hands inside, because all season long we've been getting hit with holding calls, and it's just a matter of keeping our hands inside and not... like
and holding, but not letting them know that you're holding.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
Ian, let's talk a little bit about your game last night. I was looking at a couple of stats. Looked like you had a couple of solo tackles there last night. How'd the game go for you?
It went pretty good.
Palmyra.
Palmyra, they're a tough team. So, I mean, they always play tough. So, I mean... first half, it was a little slow, but then once we got into second half, it started to speed up, and we were doing pretty well.
No doubt about it. I want to talk to you guys about the 80-point game that you had a couple of weeks ago. What was that like? What was the mood of the team after putting up 80 points? That doesn't happen very often, does it?
No.
No.
Not very often.
Right. Talk about, after the game, what were you guys talking about after that, putting up that 80 points in a ball game? What was the mood like?
Well, I mean, most of our starters, our whole varsity didn't play the second half. It was our JV team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were just kind of standing on the sideline for the second half of the game, cheering on our, you know, JV and watching them go to work and putting up, I believe, 38 points of their own, or 28 points of their own.
Pretty impressive right there as well.
You got to feel good about the future that you guys are going to leave behind. You're both seniors. Mm-hmm. You're coming up on the end of the year. What's it going to be like not suiting up for Centralia next season?
I mean, it's going to be a little different, but... yeah. I mean, we're going to have to pay to get into games now.
There you go.
Forsey won't give you guys a pass? Yeah. Coach Forsey, no?
No, he told us last night that next time, you know.
Next time you step foot in.
Yeah. You got to pay.
That was the pregame speech. Okay, it worked pretty well. It worked pretty well.
You guys have decided where you're going to college. As a matter of fact, I think you're going to attend the same college. Is that right?
Yeah.
Tell us where you're headed to and what you're going to be studying.
We're going to State Tech for heavy equipment operations.
Nice. Nice. Very nice. We like that. We want to talk to you about some of your memories over the years of playing Centralia football. You both played all 4 years there. Any favorite win over the years? Any signature wins that you're proud of?
I would probably say last year, Hallsville and Districts, because they had like a winning streak over us in Districts, and we finally broke that winning streak against them. So that was pretty cool to break that streak, because I think it was either 2 or 3 years that they beat us in Districts. So it was pretty cool beating them in Districts.
No doubt. JP, what about you?
I would say the South Shelby game last year. I mean, they kind of stomped us last year when They had a pretty good team last year, no doubt. But this year, they just were not the better team, and we got the job done.
Big game looming next week. Undefeated Kirksville. They are a very good team, but you guys are going to be at home hosting Kirksville. Yep. Regular season finale. Have you had a chance to look at any tape yet? Has Coach kind of told you a little bit about Kirksville getting prepared for next week? I know you don't want to look too far ahead, but...
Right, we've been kind of taking it 1 week at a time. And he said last night, you know, they're a tough team. They're not going to be easy to beat, but...
They're big.
Yeah.
They're big.
Yeah.
Talk about Coach Forsey a little bit. You know, he's kind of taken over a program in Centralia that's got a long and storied history and kind of has picked up right where the coaches before him have left off. What do you see out of that coach?
I mean, he's a great coach. I mean, he really knows how to get us to listen and do stuff. Like, this is our first year running this offense, and we've pretty much installed it pretty well.
Well, that was kind of where I was headed. You guys have flipped off. I mean, before you were a passing offense, and now do you throw it all? I mean, do you have to pass protect it all?
We have a few plays that we pass, but
twice a game. I'm kidding.
We got a few like pop passes, and I know last night we ran like a throwback pass. So I mean, there's a few of them, but. Or mainly just like a run team.
Now, your quarterback went down. He got injured a couple of games ago. Is that the way I understand it? Rex Bryson?
Against Monroe.
Yeah. Last play or next to last play or something like that. I mean, it was late in the game.
Next to last play. Yeah. Our backup came in for the last play.
Yeah.
How's Rex doing? Is he going to be able to make it back for districts, or do we know that?
So he got out of the boot on Monday, I believe, and he starts physical therapy on Monday. And. Yeah. He told me that.
So he'll be back Friday.
On Wednesday, he'll figure out if he's cleared or not.
Yeah,
cleared or not.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about the districts. You guys, of course, you know, just one week away from going into districts. You've had a nice season. What are the goals going in there? Realistically, is it a district championship for Centralia this season? Is that kind of the goal?
I mean, we're hoping so. We're just going to have to take it 1 week at a time and just really, like, lock into each week and just
focus.
Get at it, yeah.
Yeah. Have you looked at some of the teams in your district bracket that you're going to have to match up against potentially?
Yeah, we've looked at, you know, Higginsville, obviously. They're a really good team. I believe they're 7-1 right now. And, you know, Father Tolton, they – might be tough, hard to tell, because I don't think I've ever seen them play football in my life.
Right.
I've never seen them play football, so.
North Callaway's in there, South Callaway, but Lexington, Carrollton, two teams that I have played, and the rest, I have not a clue where or who they are.
And that's kind of the weird thing about some of the districts is they're just matchups that you guys, I mean, you don't see those teams, you know, especially playing, you know, in the CCC, I mean. Teams in your unlike us, I mean, we see Kirksville and Hannibal and you know, Moberly, and you guys, I mean, your district is for the most part teams that are well out of the area. Obviously that's got to make it tougher because you got that experience and don't know who you're going. Does it make it tougher, or is it easier to play a team that you don't know anything about? Do you find yourself, you know, gearing up a little bit more for a team that you haven't played before?
It might honestly make it easier just because you haven't played them before, so you don't have anything in, like, the back of your head or anything like that. You're just ready to go at it.
Very nice. I'm always curious, you know, what's the pregame meal? What's the go-to meal that really makes you guys perform a little bit better out on that
meals,
field?
Meals.
Yeah, meals.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are...
we get McDonald's before everything.
Yeah. All right.
One McChicken and one burger.
One McChicken, one burger. All right. Two sandwiches and you're good to go.
Large order fries and large chocolate shake.
Yes, you got to get the milkshake in there for sure. Any shout-outs you guys want to give this morning while you're on the air to parents, teammates, anybody you want to shout-out this morning?
Girlfriends, it's a lot.
Yeah, girlfriends,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, it is Saturday night. It's date night, so
yeah,
sure.
Coming up.
That's right.
I mean, I just hope that all the players on my team that are injured can get better. I mean,
good answer. Yeah. Good answer, yeah. Sir.
I shout out Ethan Ross. He stepped up big in our running back position because both of our running backs went down early in the season. Jesse tore his ACL week one against Mexico, mm-hmm. and then week three, Drayden Condi, he did something to his foot, I believe, or his ankle.
Sprained ankle.
Yeah. Sprained ankle.
Yeah.
So he's still in his boots, still going to be in it for the next week or so.
Wow. High ankle sprain. Is that what it was?
Yeah. So Ethan, you know, he stepped up big, and of course he's had to coach him up a little bit because, you know, he's like to jump to the outside and not make his cut and run north and south. But over the past couple weeks or so, he's made that adjustment of knowing when to cut and get upfield and make big plays for us.
Well, I hope you guys will do us a favor and go out and beat Kirksville next Friday night. So I'm wishing you guys the best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. Mm-hmm. Best of luck on the rest of the season and into district playoffs and beyond, hopefully. We certainly appreciate you guys coming in this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
If you didn't make it to McDonald's before you came, we got one here.
That's right. Absolutely. Ian Tuggle, J.P. Grieshaber, our guest from Centralia Football this morning. We're going to take a small break. We're going to come back, and we're going to break games down from week number 8. We're going to talk Mizzou homecoming, which is, the parade's already underway. Game's going to be getting underway here shortly. It's all coming up on the Buzzer Beater on Sports Talk on AM 1340 KXEO.